landed on a farmhouse looking for a place to stay. I was mighty, mighty tired. I'd come a long, long way. I said, hey, hey, in there, is there anybody home? I was standing on the steps, feeling most alone. When out comes a farmer, he must have thought that I was nuts. He immediately looked at me and stuck a gun into my guts. I fell down to my bended knees, saying, I dig farmers, don't shoot me, please. He cocked his rifle and began to shout, are you that traveling salesman that I have heard about? I said, no, 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 I'm a doctor and it's true. I'm a clean-cut kid and I've been to college too. Comes his daughter, whose name was Rita. She looked like she stepped out of the Dolce Vita. Amelia tried to cool it with her dad and told him what a nice pretty farm he had. He said, what do doctors know about farms, pray tell? I said, I was born at the bottom of a wishing well. Beneath my nails, I guess he knew I wouldn't lie. He said, I guess you're tired. He said it kind of sly. I said, yes, 10,000 miles today I drove. He said, I got a bed for you underneath the stove. Just one condition, you can go to sleep right now. That you don't touch my daughter and in the morning milk the cows. I was sleeping like a rat when I heard something jerking. There stood Rita looking just like Tony Perkins. She said, would you like to take a shower? I'll show you up to the door. I said, oh no, no, I've been through this movie before. I knew I had to split, but I did not know how. When she said, would you like to take that shower now? Unless the old man chased me out, 'cause I'd already promised that I'd milk his cows. I had to say something to strike him very weird, so I yelled, I like Fidel Castro and his beard. Rita looked offended, but she got out of the way as he came charging down the stairs saying, what's that I heard you say? I said, I like Fidel Castro, I think you heard me right. Then I ducked as he swung at me with all his might. Rita mumbled something about her mother on the hill. As his fist had hit the icebox, he said he's gonna kill me if I don't get out the door in 2 seconds flat. You unpatriotic, rotten doctor, commie rat. Well, he threw a Reader's Digest at my head and I did run. I did a somersault as I seen him get his gun and crashed through the window at 100 miles an hour and landed fully blast in his garden flowers. Rita said, come back, and he started to load. The sun was coming up and I was running down the road. Well, I don't figure I'll be back there for a spell. Even though Rita moved away and got a job at a motel, he still waits for me, constant on the sly. He wants to turn me into the FBI. Me, I romp and stomping, thankful as I romp. Without freedom of speech, I might be in the swamp.
Time marches on. fragrance of heaven. The past seems realer than the present to me now. I've got memories to bless me. When the sky is gray, the way it is today, I remember the times when I was happy. Same old story, same old tune. They all say, someday soon, my sins will all be forgiven. A gentle rain falls on me, and all life folds back into the sea. Eternity beneath the vast indifference of heaven. Down. In town burned down.
Seems as though I've lived my life on a bedside on the moon. To stir your dregs and sickness still without the rustic spoon. Common people live with me where the light has never shone. And the hermits flock like a hummingbird speaking a foreign tongue. I'm a light going away from the people who make me.
People who make me stay, sitting on the back. This is Birds Make Birds.
You're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
It seems to be ready. Are you ready?
We're sorry for the delay. Is everybody ready?
Well, I've done the biggest visit all sorts of other places in America. The biggest gallery in New York. The first time for you, The Rolling Stones.
The greatest rock and roll band in the world, The Rolling Stones.
Bye.
kindly. I think I bust a button on my trousers. Hope they don't fall down. You don't want my trousers to fall down now, do you?
She tells all her friends she doesn't mean to hurt you, but she's living a lie.
Loud. gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Thank you.
Till she's here, please don't come near, just stay away. I'll let you know when she's come home until that day. Don't come around, leave me alone, don't bother me. No time for you right now, don't bother me. I know I'll never be the same if I don't get her back again, because I know she'll always be the only girl for me. But till she's here, please don't come. You know when she's come home until that day. Don't come around, leave me alone, don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me.
makes a funny thing.